There we go. Finally awake. Sorry if I startled you. These ropes can be a bit tricky, but looks like I'm all done. And now you can't move at all. Isn't that wonderful? Well, maybe not so wonderful for you, I suppose. But you see, I couldn't have let you go running around freely in my basement. What if you were to run away? That would be sad. So I made sure to tie you up nice and tight so you won't be going anywhere. You look a little confused. Did you forget? Oh, sweetheart, let me remind you then. The other day, I saw you talking with other girls. And you know that I don't like you talking with other girls, so I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll see what happens. Maybe you were only trying to be nice. So I let you off the hook that one time. I'm so generous. Of course, since I know that you're a very nice person as well. But then I saw you talking to her again the very next day, and, well, let's just say that my skin burned so much. Oh, I was mad, so I just had to formulate this plan immediately, post-haste. I just knew I had to teach you a lesson, and the only way I thought of how to do that was, well, this. Not very original, I know, but here we are. Oh, sweetie, you'll be all right. You know I wouldn't do anything bad to you. Not really. No. I can't bear to hurt that pretty face of yours. Not your sparkling eyes, your pretty smile, your sweet. No, I would never hurt you, darling. But I will have to keep you down here for a while. Maybe quite a while. Oh, no, we're just going to have a little chat, that's all. Just a chat. Nothing dangerous. Well, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is whether anything happened to the other girl. You must tell me. Are you thinking about her right now? You should be thinking about me. Me, I'm right here. Me, just me. Focus. Oh, darling. You're not thinking of leaving me again, are you? Oh, no. That won't do. Oh, did you forget everything I told you the last time? It seems you don't fully understand. But don't worry, I'm good with slow students. It's quite all right. Tonight, how about I shower you with a delicious amount of compliments and reassurance? That will help, right? Yes. I know what you want. I can see it clearly. You want me, of course. I told you before, I am the only one out there for you. The only one for you. The only one who truly understands you and shares the same worldview with you. The same type of eyes that observe the world around us. Oh, I get you, right? I can relate with you. Of course. You're so cute. Oh, you feel like you can tell me absolutely anything, right? Then you know I will always be here for you, despite all that you put me through with other girls. All those little mistakes that may come across you, your path, despite all the girls you have talked to here and there when I wasn't looking. I know. You'll understand soon enough. I'll make sure. I'm good at that. I will make sure our hearts are intertwined by a red string. It grafts us together. We're bound. We are what fate and destiny are jealous of. They speak of this kind of connection in stories. Those old Greeks, they cannot even compare to what we are to each other. We are two halves of a whole. A poet could call it a solar eclipse. Now you'll never meet another me. Not someone who loves you this dearly, sweetheart. No. If I were dead, I'd be a zombie and I would come and eat your heart out. And then I'd eat your brains and I would eat all the girls you'd ever talked to. See how far my love goes? See what I am willing to do for you? Oh, darling, 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 darling. Why aren't you saying anything? Those aren't tears, are they? Oh, please, please, babe. Speak to me. Talk. Sweetheart. You're nodding your head, but I want you to say it. Say it. Say it. Please. Please. That wasn't too hard, was it? Oh, you said it. Now come here, darling. Let me give you a hug. I know you love my hugs. Right, sorry about that. I know it might be a little awkward for you right now, tightly bound up in these ropes, so how about I just adjust them a little bit? There we go. Now we can hug even better. Sorry, sweetheart. Everything will be okay. Because you're my darling. I will always be here for you, always. I know, I tend to do things a little bit differently than all those other girlfriends, but you understand, don't you? Don't you? That's good to hear. Really, really good to hear. Oh, you are just so beautiful to me. Your heart and your mind, they're all mine. No one else can have you but me. But you already know that. That's what you love about me, right? 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 I haven't been imagining those things, have I, darling? I haven't imagined how your lips turn into a beautiful smile every time I'm near you. I haven't imagined how just seeing your face makes my heart race really, really fast. Feel it right now? Feel my pulse. It's fast, right? I cannot even begin to express in words how much I feel for you. I feel this way for no one else. And you don't either, right? Aren't I the only one you will love in this entire world? Good. Glad we cleared that up. When this is all over, maybe we should go on that island we talked about. I think it would really help to clear your mind. Get your priorities straight, you know? Oh, it's okay to make mistakes, darling, but I really think a trip like that would be good for us. It would be lovely. And don't you worry about all the expenses. There were some arrangements made with
with all those girls you've been talking to, and they've all agreed to chip in. Imagine that! They can sense our love, too. And for those who couldn't afford it, other expenses had to be paid. But you don't need to worry about any of that. You know, deniability, something, something. Legal terms. Well, I suppose perhaps they simply felt really generous in the face of our otherworldly connection. Why wouldn't everyone be generous with you, sweetheart? Well, you're kind-hearted, you're charming, and there's no one else out there quite like you.
You're perfect.
Why wouldn't I spend everything I have, do anything I can for you, So what if I am a bit crazy? All the best people are. I mean, have you seen Hollywood? Of course. Even if I were pushed farther than the end of time and hell itself, with my body burning and my eyes hanging out of their sockets, I would never, ever, 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 ever retract my love from you. Not from you. Oh, no. I would pay any price for you. I will never leave you. From now on, I will be right by your side. This is the way we get to spend time together. All the time. No more temptations. No more other girls. Isn't that lovely? Darling. Oh, darling. Shh, everything will be all right, sweetheart. I'll take care of you. You don't need anyone else. There's no need to cry. You have everything you need. When we're on that island all by ourselves, all of our problems will fade away. They'll all disappear. Don't cry. Let me wipe those tears. Oh, you're just ecstatic for the trick. Of course, of course. I was really worried there for a second. I'm glad we had this talk. I'm glad I read your body language wrong. That would have been a real shame, especially after all the effort I put into getting us that island. Oh, it's ours, forever and always, our private island. Only people will come to bring us supplies. And don't you worry, I will sign for everything. You never have to see another face again. Oh, I'm very happy. I'm looking forward to spending the rest of eternity with you. In death, in life, I'll always find you. No one can hide you from me, my precious diamond. My shining jewel. Sweetheart. My love, I can't wait until the day we're truly free from all those obstacles and distractions in our path. To the island!